Warning. Content and links in this article may be distressing and traumatizing for some people. The Rocky Mountain Outlook's website allows people not in the Bow Valley to quickly access information on the community. It has become a staple in people learning about the ongoing news in the region on a multitude of platforms such as on computers, phones and tablets. Our Monday to Friday newsletter reaches people across the world, highlighting the international focus the Valley receives, and many in the community who are interested in learning about what is happening in the Valley each day. The stories covered by the Outlook have local, provincial, national and international attention thanks in large part to the diversity of the workforce, residents and visitors, but also because of the world-renowned destinations of Banff National Park and Kananaskis Country that draw more than 10 million visitors a year. The Outlook's three busiest days for web traffic were July 26, August 29 and July 27. The stories that caught our readers' digital attention were wildlife-related in the Banff National Park, with bison herd growing with new calves, and grizzly bears hunting elk and bluff charging people who come too close. It also included wilderness survivalists facing charges and Kananaskis Country Conservation Pass money not completely being returned to the region as promised by the UCP government. Tragedies such as a young Canmore woman being hit and killed on the Trans-Canada Highway, a young man being stabbed and killed in downtown Banff and a fatal crash to the west of Field also caught the attention of readers. A Banff bed and breakfast being shut down and the hate email sent from the former president of Valbella Gourmet Foods to a member of Canmore Pride drew significant online readership. Top 10 most viewed stories on the Outlook's website 1. 16 bison calves born to Banff herd this year, August 26. www.rmotoday.com/banff/16-bison-calves-born-to-banff-herd-this-year-5724640-2: grizzly bear hunting elk calves in Canmore, June 2, www.rmotoday.com/canmore/grizzly-bear-hunting-elk-calves-in-canmore-5436251-3: man killed in stabbing in Banff. Second this summer, September 3, www.rmotoday.com/banff/man-killed-in-stabbing-in-banff-2nd-this-summer-5776948: woman killed in Canmore in hit and run on Highway 1. May 1, www.rmotoday.com/canmore/woman-killed-in-canmore-hit-run-on-Highway-1-53184485: local business under fire following hate email to Canmore Pride, issues apology, July 26, www.rmotoday.com/canmore/local-business-under-fire-following-hate-email-to-canmore-pride-issues-apology-5627426: award-winning Banff B&B shut down, September 1, www.rmotoday.com/banff/award-winning-banff-bb-shut-down-5758527: pass revenues seemingly not all going back into K-Country as promised, March 21, www.rmotoday.com/kananaskis-country/pass-revenues-seemingly-not-all-going-back-into-K-Country-as-promised-5181702: startled grizzly bear bluff charges cyclist, May 17, www.rmotoday.com/kananaskis-country/startled-grizzly-bear-bluff-charges-cyclist-5375489: 2 wilderness survivalists facing charges over Banff National Park survival challenge, February 1, www.rmotoday.com/banff/2-wilderness-survivalists-facing-charges-over-Banff-National-Park-survival-challenge-50137310: fatal crash west of field shuts down Highway 1, July 2, www.rmotoday.com/lake-louise/accident-shuts-down-highway-1-west-of-field-5541632.